11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to a very, very special Friday night episode of the Just Too Sweet Show. I am BDT, Mr. Tim Tabal. I have a special array of guests joining me this evening. First of all, Mr. James Bunkert. Jimmy, what's up, my friend? How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
I know you're pumped. So I can't wait to see what your name means. I can't wait to see what that means. So we're good to go. In the car, do we have him in the car? We have Mobile Don here. We have, is he still on the air? That's a good question because it's also the name of his show.
He is still on the air. What is up?
That's right. He's hosting his own show on this network. Also, all the audio places where you can find him. It's a good show. It does movie reviews, TV reviews, everything you need. Don, what's going on, my friend?
Yes, sir. What is going down, guys? Mania weekend. It's Christmas. Let's go.
I know you're ready to go. And finally joining us, when you need a guy in a podcast, you look to your friends, you look to your blood, you look to the click, you look to Jax freaking to bow the vision. Jax, what's up?
Not much, you know.
I know you're ready. I know we're ready. What are we having? Wings tomorrow night? What are we gonna have tomorrow night? What to watch this shit?
Yeah.
You're gonna be making shakes. Jax has become a connoisseur of shake making. He'll put anything you want in a goddamn cup and make it a shake. It's fantastic. Oh, here it goes. Okay, hang on. I got to share this real quick. All right, so let's get this started. I have the matches ready to go, but they are not in like order of night one, night two, so we are going to wing everything. But first of all, I want to ask a quick question, though. Have you guys been watching Don and Jim? I know. Have you guys been watching The Dark Side of the Ring and the biography and all that stuff yet?
I haven't been able to watch Dark Side of the Ring yet. But I've watched the Roman Reigns documentary and the Bray Wyatt one.
Let me ask you a question, though. The Roman Reigns documentary was a work, right? Did you get that feeling that it was a work and not necessarily like a regular documentary?
Yeah, I can see it. I can see what you're talking about. I didn't really think about it at that time, but yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Because he went from like being Joe, you know, annoyed to like to being Roman Reigns back and forth. I'm like, is this a fucking work? I'm like, what is going on with this show? Don, did you watch that one?
I did watch that one. It was a great documentary. I loved it. But you bring up a good point. I never really looked at it as being anything other than another biography. But it did feel different than the other ones we've been watching.
Yeah, sure. You gave him 2 hours. Heyman did his thing. I'm like, are we watching? Is this like for like the WrestleMania crowd or is this real?
It was directed by Paul Heyman, too. Did you catch that?
Oh, I didn't even catch that part. Was
yeah, oh, at the end, yeah. It's directed by Paul Heyman. So oh, I was like, awesome. Interesting. Yeah.
It was a work then. It was a work. I don't care what I said.
Yeah. It was the Bray Wyatt one, though, man. I just want to say, for anybody that hasn't checked out that Bray one, fantastic. It is streaming out on Peacock. So good. 2 strong hours, man. And you there will be a dry eye in the house. Yep. That's there will right. not be a dry eye.
You will need tissues, especially for the ending, especially for yes. For Bo Dallas, who worshipped his brother. That was the saddest part of the whole thing. And I love the behind-the-scenes footage of him working out The Fiend and working out Bray Wyatt and doing the rehearsing and all and that. All that stuff was great. It's a really good doc. I highly recommend it also. Very yes. Probably one of the best ones they've done so far.
Yeah, agreed.
So, 100%. And before we even get started, that tonight is the Hall of Fame induction up at about 10 o'clock, like we said. You know, 10 is 10 is 30. It's kind of a weak class this year. I don't know.
I think this is the worst one they've ever done.
Yeah, Heyman is going to be the highlight, definitely. You know, all the ECW guys are going to be in attendance, which is going to be great to see. I'm sure they're going to be loud assholes because even Bully Ray said he wanted to make an obnoxious asshole of himself at this one, which is going to be great. Rocky, I mean, The Rock's grandmother, which came out of nowhere, is getting in. Thunderbolt Patterson, Muhammad Ali, and the USA Express. I don't know. Whatever. I'll see.
Bull Nakano.
Boy, I don't. You know, I don't even know who that is. I had to ask Eric who that was. I don't think I was watching. I think I took a break from wrestling at that time because I don't remember her at all.
Not at all.
She was.
I remember Alundra Blaze beating her for the belt.
That's why I don't remember.
That's about all I remember.
there was that period in the 90s during the Duke the Dumpster and the. Why I stopped watching for a, I can't watch this right now. Like I got the Godwins. I was like, I got to take a break from wrestling because it's hurting my head. So that's probably why she came along. I honestly don't remember that much. So, but that's tonight also. Paul Heyman should be fantastic. All right, so let's just jump into this so we can actually go in and watch the Hall of Fame as soon as possible. Let me share the screen here, too. Come on, I'm not professional enough. I need a producer, that's why. Present.
Hey, shout out Big Bronson Reed, Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal winner.
Oh, God. Are they going to do anything with him? No, that's the whole key.
No, that's marketable.
These winners have not been doing anything. Remember, these winners are supposed to be a catalyst for them to do something bigger.
Yep.
And it has not been that way. All right, here we go. I think I'm ready now. Sorry, I'm very unprofessional right now. There we go. All right, that's good enough. All right, ladies and gentlemen. And unfortunately, this does not separate it by day or night, but it does say this one's on Saturday, so we know that's a day one match. We have, which I think is hysterical, by the way, we have Bianca Belair, Naomi, and the debuting Jade Cargill taking on Damage Control in a six-woman tag team match. I have a feeling this is going to be the opening match when it's still daylight out. It's good to go. This is a good rivalry I think that's been building. Damage Control has been running amok for over a year. I don't know if the new girl is going to be a faction or it's just a way to get rid of the Damage Control. Should be an okay match. Am I looking forward to it? We'll see. So let's go. We'll go around. Bunker, who are you liking in this one, and are you even looking forward to it?
Yeah, I am. Because of Jade, I think it's gonna be a total squash. Honestly,
really?
Yeah, a tiny bit racist too. I mean, people have been saying. but no, I just think it's just gonna be a 10-minute match, but I think it's just gonna be a squash. Cargill will get the pin. Probably on EO. Not EO, I'm sorry. EO?
No, it's not.
Come on, man. EO's defending the belt against Bayley. Yeah, totally different match.
She's against Bayley.
not Asuka. Who's the other one? Holy crap.
Kyrie Sane.
Yeah, I just think Cargill will.
Are you saying they all look alike? You're racist?
No. That's from what I've been hearing.
I'm joking.
Yes, of course.
All right.
Yeah, that's my opinion. Just a squash.
So you're picking Bianca's team to win or Jade's team to win? Yeah. All right, that's one for them. Don, who are you liking in this match?
Yeah, looking forward to this one. I don't think this one's going to go on early just due to the entrances because Naomi's is all glow in the dark and Jade has the laser lights. So I don't think they're going to do this in the daytime. But looking forward to Jade's debut. They've definitely built it up. Definitely going to be Bianca's team. That's the winners, hands down. There's no doubt that Jade's going to look super strong coming out of this thing. I was kind of hoping that they would have done Jade and Bianca for the tag titles against Damage Control instead of a six-woman tag, that they could have done a nice little tag team match for the belts because I think all the belts should be defended on Mania. But I dig it. You know, I do think it's going to probably be about a 10-minute match as well. It'll probably be pretty quick, but I think this will be a fun one.
Cool. Jax, who are you liking in this one?
I'd have to go with the Bianca's team, I would say.
And
I'm kind of looking forward into it, kind of not.
And, Which women do you like better? Be honest. Who's the best looking one, Dax? Who's the best looking one? I want to know.
I'm not sure.
You know who. You're just not going to say it out loud. That's all right. All right, so we have a clean sweep for Jade Cargill's team all the way around. I agree. I think it's going to be it's an easy win. You're not going to have Jade Cargill lose in her debut match after being in WWE for like a year and have done absolutely nothing with her so far. But, you know, she was training and getting used to the WWE way, like they say. So that's a clean sweep for that one. Next up, we have, this is a Sunday match, April 7th. We have the Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits taking on Final Testament, which is, I can't believe this, my poor guy, he's reduced to this. I really had high hopes.
Bro.
Really, really had high hopes for what's his name. I can't even think of his name now.
Karrion Kross?
Karrion Kross. Eh? I had high hopes for him. High hopes for Karrion Kross. And he's teaming up with those other AOP, the big giant monsters who just made their return. They are now a huge faction. They've been beating the crap out of Lashley for like a month now.
Is it just me or is everybody tired? I'm tired of Bobby Lashley. I think it's time to go up in the sunset. Honestly.
Yeah, his personality is lacking.
It's dry.
And I think the Street Profits is time to split them up. I don't know. That's just my personal opinion. I love Karrion Kross. I don't know why they just don't do anything with him. I really don't understand why. This one, Don, we'll start with you in this one. Six-man tag match, Sunday night. Who are you liking?
I'm with you on Karrion. I love Karrion. I think they've definitely botched him since his return. I'm hoping that, you know, being in a faction and leaving a faction lead to bigger, better things. I think Bobby and the Street Profits will probably take this one, though, because for the last 2 months, Final Testament's been beating the shit out of them and definitely have been looking like the stronger faction. So I think for Mania, you're going to give the face a big, you know, big win there for Bobby's crew, which I wish they would call him by their damn team name because they want to make them a faction, but they keep just saying Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits. I'm getting tired of that. I'm like, if you're going to be a faction, go all in, right? So, exactly. I think Bobby and the Profits are going to take this one.
Jax, who are you liking?
I mean, I would want Karrion Kross to win, but I feel like they're just going to make Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits win this one.
Okay, but
I would like to see Karrion Kross win.
I like all of us. Bunker.
I'm actually going to go against both of them and say that they're going to keep them strong. I understand the whole WrestleMania thing and making the good guys and Don bring up a great point. But so they're like that AOP and Karrion Kross are more of a faction than the Street Profits and Bobby Lashley. That I feel like that's gonna be terminated pretty quickly, right after Mania, somehow, some way. But you're right, I think I'm gonna go with AOP and Karrion Kross on this one. But I think Tim, you're right. I think maybe the Monday after WrestleMania or in the near future, one of them turn on each other with the Street Profits. And then you have another great thing to be looking forward to. So,
you read my mind because I'm going against the grain also. I understand how Bobby Lashley, you know, when you take a beating for a couple of like a month straight, usually you come out victorious at the end. I'm going against that also. Mm-hmm. I am going to take Karrion Kross and AOP. Like, I do think it's time for the Street Profits to split up. I think this is where they do it. I think they blame each other or Bobby Lashley blames them or whatever happens. Right. And they split up finally. And I said, I'm with you. I'm going to go AOP and Karrion Kross for the win.
What I am excited about this match is that it is a street fight. So let's not forget that, too. So no rules. Philadelphia street fight. So that should make it pretty interesting as well.
Abso-freaking-lutely. Here comes one. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. We got Rey Mysterio. This one is on Saturday. Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee taking on Santos Escobar and Dirty Dom Mysterio. Dirty Dom, the biggest heel in the WWE right now. You can't even fucking deny it because it's absolutely true. Dom's been running with those guys lately, and his family's not happy about it. His crew are not happy about it. So I have a feeling we're going to see a lot of factions a little bit shattered after today, you know, this weekend. Who you start with? Jax, we'll start with you on this one. Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee, Santos and Dirty Dom. Who you liking?
I mean, I do really like the heel Dominic Mysterio. I think he's very good in the business, but then, I'm not too sure. I would say probably Rey and Dragon Lee.
Rey and Dragon Lee. All right, Bunker. Mm-hmm. Who are we liking?
Am I the only one that has realized where did this come from? Like, it's like they were Judgment Day, and then all of a sudden,
yeah, I was confused too.
Two weeks ago, then it's like what?
And you got two Latino factions all of a sudden popping up, battling each other. Yeah, it's been a weird couple of weeks.
How did this match even build up?
Yeah, not really at all. I think Dominic and Santos wins this. I think there is. Here's my spoiler, what I like to think is someone's going to turn, is going to join Santos and Dominic. I think that's going to go down the road. I think he's going to leave the Judgment Day. I think he's going to go off of this. And then somebody from the LWO is going to cost Rey this match. And I think it's Carlito. Ooh, so
you like heel Carlito?
Heel Carlito back. So I'm going to go with Dominic and Santos.
Don, in the car. Who are we liking?
Yeah. Not liking this match. Not really. I think they missed it. The whole opportunity here was supposed to be LWO versus Legado del Fantasma. That was your match right there. They had equal people. You know, each group had one girl. They had the perfect opportunity to do a big faction versus faction match. And then somehow this just became a weird little tag team match. So I feel like they botched this one here. I like Dragon Lee kind of getting paired up with the LWO. That's cool. But, you know, they were just looking for a way to get Dom a match at WrestleMania. That's really all this is, hands down. I'm going to go with Dom and Santos as well. I think they're just going to have the nice little heel win. Obviously, the factions are going to get involved. I'm not expecting much out of this match, though. I think this is probably the weakest match on both nights.
I agree with that. I'm also going to go with Dom and Santos. He has to keep this over Mysterio at least for another year, I think.
This is the second year in a row.
You know why? This is supposedly where Dom was supposed to fight Lesnar or, you know, one of the major changes that happened to him at WrestleMania. So they had to find a way to squeeze him in. And you ever notice how Vince hated factions? But since he's been gone, now there's like 30 factions popping up all of a sudden. Everyone's in a faction now. It's great.
Oh yeah, Triple H loves them factions.
I love it.
What happened to Vince and Brock? I'm joking.
Okay, I was gonna say. Well, I thought you. I just made about Brock. I was gonna say, well, Brock was, but okay, yeah, I understand. I'm going with Santos and Dominic also. I don't know about the Carlito thing. I would like that because I like heel Carlito way better than good guy Carlito.
Same.
He's always been funnier.
I could see that happening, but I feel like maybe further down the road because that's exactly what happened with Santos. So if you do it again with Carlito, it just feels like they're just replaying the same story. So you got to be careful of that.
Why Dragon Lee? Why? Like, he wasn't even part of the LWO until last week, right? And why not just have Carlito
I'm curious about that because it feels like every time they want Carlito to wrestle, he doesn't wrestle. He's wrestled like two times in the year he's been back. It's like for some reason they keep yanking him out of matches. I mean, even that night when they introduced Dragon Lee for the match, the whole crowd was chanting Carlito. You would have assumed that would have been the match. Like I said, it should have just been the full factions against each other. I don't know why they had to narrow it down. They should have given everybody a payday.
I agree. Next up, this is a Sunday match, April 7th.
Yeah! We have
the phenomenal AJ Styles versus LA Knight. Yeah!
Yeah!
And I got to tell you, I am tired of LA Knight.
Let me talk to you.
I'm tired of him. I don't think he's that great. I think he's way overhyped. I mean, yeah, he's good on the mic. He has a couple good catchphrases, but I think that's about it. However, I'll go first on this one. As much as I hate to admit it, I think he's going to get the win here, and I'm not happy about it. But I think AJ's at that point where he's got to put the younger guys over. And I bet LA's a younger guy. He's probably the same age or older, if I'm not mistaken. But LA Knight was supposed to be the guy by now. But I don't think that's ever going to happen. He's not going to go any higher than a U.S. title run, I don't think. So this, and I think this is what's going to lead to that U.S. title run. So I am going to pick L.A. Knight. Yeah. Bunker, how about you?
Yeah. I'm going to go L.A. Knight also. A couple things about this match. I don't know if you saw the video of them getting into a pre-fight at one of the things that were going on.
Yeah.
It borderline looked real for a minute. But I know it's a work. I mean, Styles' nose was all busted up. And when he picked up Knight, he slammed him on that hard concrete. It looked like it hurt. So it looked real, more real, but, I mean, no punches were thrown. So it's kind of like, I also read today that AJ is ready to retire. His body is breaking down. He said he doesn't want to humiliate himself. So I can see LA Knight getting the win on this one.
Don?
Let me talk to you. Yeah, it's going to be LA Knight, baby. I disagree with you, Tim, on this one. I love LA Knight. I think he's very underrated still. The guy can go in the ring. I think that's why they're pairing him with AJ, because AJ will make him look phenomenal. And I think this is going to be a fun match, man. I like the animosity they built between the two. AJ's probably in the best shape of his entire career. I think he's going to come out swinging. He's supposed to debut a new theme song. I'm ready for the re-debut of AJ. I think it's going to be fun, but I think at the end of the night, the arm is raised for LA Knight. Yeah!
Jax, who we liking in this one?
I'm going to have to go with LA Knight in this one. I think AJ had his time, you know. And I see LA Knight more in the U.S. title picture. Not really the world title. I'd say U.S. So they still need to, hype him up a little bit. So I think LA Knight's going to win this one.
All right. That's a clean sweep for my poor AJ. I'm going to miss him when he's gone. I'm a big AJ Styles guy, so. We have Saturday's match, the undisputed tag team championship six-pack tag team ladder match. Now, I know this is supposed to be for the both titles, right? Are they unifying the belts?
I think they're going to separate
them. They've been unified.
I mean, are they going to separate them? Are they going to separate them eventually? What the hell is going on with you? I thought they were going to separate them. Now they're not.
No, I think they're in different belts.
Yeah, so Michael Cole made a very quick kind of announcement on Monday saying that the match will end when both sets of titles will be pulled down, and made it seem like the opportunity is for one team to grab the Raw belts, one team to grab the SmackDown belts, so we could have, you know, split champions again, because they need to separate those goddamn titles, man. They've been merged for like 2 years. There's too many tag teams, and they're all, you know, nobody else is really getting a chance unless you're like one top team. So this is the best opportunity to separate that. I could see one team ripping down the belts and then the ladder getting knocked over and someone else having to climb up and grab the other set, you know? So that's my hope coming out of this match, that these belts get ripped apart.
Yeah, because they've been really hyping up that it was supposed to be finally separated.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden,
They haven't been clear about it. They just said it. The match was always announced to be for the undisputed WWE tag team titles, which is just what they've been calling it for the last 2 years while it's been, you know, both sets of belts. So it wasn't until Raw Monday that Cole made it seem like, they distinguished the Raw and SmackDown tag team titles will be hanging, you know, and we'll see what happens kind of a thing.
Well, so, I hope Monday they
don't think we'll know until we see the match.
Well, I hope they debut new belts, because those belts are the ugliest belts in the history of wrestling, I think. I hate the tag title. So I'm hoping
my guess is on Raw and SmackDown this week, we'll see if they do split them up, that the teams will get presented with, you know, new sets of belts for each show.
All right, well, real quick, if you don't know, it's Tyler Bates and Pete Dunne, Austin Theory and Grayson Waller, The New Day, Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods, Thomas Ciampa and Johnny Gargano, The Miz and R-Truth, and, of course, the champions Finn Balor and Damian Priest. Jax, this is a hard one, man. This is a hard one. The Judgment Day's title come to an end. Do we have? Are we gonna get our? We have the what do they call it? The Truth Team. What the hell are they called?
Awesome Truth.
Do they make a comeback? Does Champion Gargano finally get some kind of fucking recognition that they deserve? Jax, who are you liking in this one? This is a hard one.
If they're separating them, I think Awesome Truth is gonna have one, and DIY is gonna have another.
DIY, you're giving DIY. I would love DIY to win, but did I really give it to them?
They should have been,
but they're not separating, right? We just established that they're not separating them.
So they're not.
I think they are going to separate them.
They are okay. Separating them.
So they are separating. Separate. All right. So technically, Judgment.
Even if they say even if they say they're not separating the belts, two teams are going to pull those belts down that will force the separation. That's how it's going to play out. That's why it's a ladder match.
All right, so you you gave us your two sets. This is interesting then. Bunker, who's your two sets of champions coming out?
Well, I think it's Awesome Truth on the one side for Raw. And then I'm gonna go with Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate for SmackDown.
Really interesting. Yeah.
Lately they've been a little bit in the front, like not in the front, but yeah. I think they're going to. And Eric Linkrum is correct.
I don't know about this one, though. Don, who are your two teams then?
That is correct, too.
This one is super, super hard. Because I do feel like they're going to want to give the Raw belts to Awesome Truth just for the pop. They got to pay R-Truth back somehow for all the gloriousness he's done. In the last couple of years, I think they give him a little run. That'd be nice. It leaves the SmackDown one. I would love to see DIY get it. I just don't see them flipping them to another brand. They could. They probably would be better off on SmackDown, so maybe that'll get them moved over if they win the belts and move them over there. But if they don't want to move anybody, then I do think the new Catch Republic, Pete Dunne, Tyler Bate, I think that they're the most obvious opportune ones to get it for the SmackDown side. This could go so many different ways, though, man. I can see Austin Theory and Grayson Waller getting it just for the cockiness of it. You know, like literally any team could walk out with these belts. So I think at the end of the day, I just want to see these belts split up, and I'll be happy. I don't really care where it goes.
That's actually who I'm picking.
Tim, before you go, there's also been rumors of Theory and Waller getting removed from this match, or somebody get removed from this match and bring it back somebody. Hardys.
We can't have another Hardy it won't be the same.
I don't think anybody will get removed. I think they'll just add another team if they have a surprise. Good possibility it could be the Dudley Boys being in Philly. And then also Motor City Machine Guns just became free agents as well. So there are a couple surprises it could be. I don't think they would pull anybody. I think they would just add another team if they want to do that.
That's the rumor I heard, the Motor City Machine Guns. That's how I heard it was going to be a surprise for either this weekend or Monday night. Well, I guess we'll see. I'm going with Grayson Waller and Austin Theory for one set then. And I'm going to go with Awesome Truth for the other set. Despite shows, that's the two teams I think I'm going to win. So, and this is going to lead to, of course, some Damian Priest fun times, which we'll get into in a minute. So let's move on to, let's see what magical match we have up next. We have the Yeet and the No Yeet. We have the Battle of the Usos. Every 15 years, you got to have a brother-on-brother match. And this year, it is Jimmy versus Jey Uso. This is also, I think, going to be a hard one to pick. I think it's going to be a hard one to pick, period. It might just be me. Don, the Usos, who we got?
Yeet. I think it's going to be Jey. I don't really see Jimmy winning this one. I won't be blown away if he does. I think it'll be a fun little match, but I think Jey is on a roll, and he needs a big win, man. The guy's called main event Jey Uso. I feel like he loses more than he wins, so he needs a Mania win. Yeet.
Jax, are you yeeting or you know yeet?
I'm yeeting.
Oh, I know you're yeeting. You've been yeeting for years. These kids these days, all about the yeet. All right, so Jack's got yeet. Bunker, yeet? No yeet.
No yeet.
Oh, why? Tell me why you like the no yeet.
I can't stand either one of them personally.
You don't like them individually? You don't like them as a tag team either?
No, as a tag team, yeah. But individually, oh, it's horrible. It's horrible. Like main event Jey Uso. You're not main event nothing. You're a mid-carder at best.
Oh.
As a single.
As a single.
I just think it's no yeet. I think it's going to be one of those a lot of run-ins and stuff. So I just think it will end that way. But I think it also leads to other things that we'll get into shortly.
Okay. Okay. I am going to say yeet, I think. This one, I literally go flip a coin for this one. But I'm going to have to say yeet. Now, the other question is, again, rumors. Will Rikishi be in the house? Maybe even involved somehow, possibly. Or you think that takes away from the kids' matches? I'll throw anybody can answer this one. Rikishi, you know Rikishi. Is he a part of it? Not part of it? I mean, don't forget, there's a shitload of Samoans might be in the house tonight. So who knows who's
there? I think you could go either way. I can see you going either way. It would be cool to see him. It's his sons fighting, but at the same time, yeah, you're right. Does it take away from them having their big moment together to have their dad out there? I could see it going both ways.
Bunker, Rikishi, you know Rikishi?
I did it for The Rock. He's showing up. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt he's showing up. I mean, he's just going to be like coming out and just in the corner and just doesn't know what to do. I don't think he interferes or anything like that I know of. But that's my take on it. He's got to show up. I mean, it's just two songs. I mean, it just makes sense.
Yeah, so. It doesn't make sense. Now, like, while we're on that of whole stealing the spotlight away, one of the rumors we got to mention during the Hall of Fame was during USA Express, Mike Rotunda getting inducted, they may or may not, depending on which way they want to go, announce the first Hall of Fame member for next year, which will be Bray Wyatt. Again, I know it was put out there as a possibility, but then again, Mike Rotunda may say, well, Mike Rotunda probably want to do it, but others are saying no, they might not want to upstage them. But I kind of think it would be a great thing to announce Bray for next year already. Am I the only one?
Anybody? I think it'd be nice for his dad to be able to announce it. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, I don't understand why they didn't just do it this year.
I don't know.
I mean, again, like they try to have like that top person every year. And Heyman is it.
Yeah, so, Heyman's easily the best.
So does that kind of take away from Heyman if having Bray Wyatt this year? And does it matter for waiting another year?
Yeah, game? I think they knew Heyman was the headliner, and I don't think they wanted to mess it up by sliding Bray in. So then they save it for next year, and he gets the headline in his class.
All right, the next one, this one is Saturday. This is going to be a goddamn good one. And this is another one where I think it could go either way. I don't think it's as clear cut as everyone thinks it's going to be. I think we have the Intercontinental Championship. We have Gunther versus Sami Zayn. And I said, I don't think this is as black as white everyone thinks it might be. Jax, we're going to start with you on this one.
This Gunther, is a very
it's a hard one because you said, is he going to win, keep that title, or is he on his way? So he had a very deservedly title run starting next year. So what do you think? Sami Zayn or Gunther?
I think Gunther's going to retain.
Gunther's going to retain. You don't think they owe Sami Zayn a little something for his whole movement that got shut down real quick?
I don't know. I just don't see him defeating Gunther. I just don't.
All right. So we got one for Gunther. Bunker.
I'm trying to think. I'm going Gunther. I just don't see where he would fit in to the title picture. I don't right now. He does. He 100% does and will by the end of this year. But just not right now. It doesn't make – there's too many – it's too top heavy right now. And he is a top guy, 100%. But I just don't see it. Maybe SummerSlam he'll drop the title. and then get going on that way. That's just my thought process, but I think it's going there.
Don in the car.
Got to stick with it. Gunta, he will retain. Sammy's not the guy. I'm sorry. He's not the dude. I wish they would have done like a Bron Breakker or somebody that really could have went toe-to-toe with them. I'm ready for him to drop.
To pick up until he comes back. Is this a Chad Gable running to cost Sammy?
Think so. It could be.
Just a thought.
It could be.
Gable's got to come part of this somehow.
Oh, of course. Of course. Definitely has to do it. I guess we lost Dice. We lost Don for a minute. We'll come back to him then anyway. Let's move on to the next one. I am going. What happened?
Send the link to Eric. He said he wants to join. I don't know if he will.
Eric, you really like, you really want to come on the show? You have the computer? Do you have, you own a computer? He says bunk fingers look like Jimmy Dean sausages. That's not right.
That's a fact.
All right, let's go to the next one. We'll wait for Don to get back. He'll give us his opinion on that one. Next up, this is Sunday night, which we just saw on SmackDown. A whole bunch of ridiculous nonsense went on with this one. This is a triple threat for the United States Championship. The champion, Mr. Logan Paul, who I am, like I said it many times, I'm very impressed with. Not just another idiot celebrity who comes in and learns a quick move and then, you know, wins matches stupidly. Nope, he did the homework. He learned how to wrestle. He took some good bumps. He is now taking on Kevin Owens and Randy Orton. And I'm going to go first on this one because I honestly don't see Logan Paul losing this match. I say Logan Paul retains the United States Championship against these two legends. Jax, who are you liking?
I think Logan Paul will retain this one. To be honest with you, I don't really see Randy or Kevin being the U.S. title. I don't think they want it. I don't think they belong in the U.S. title card picture.
These are above it. They're above the U.S. title.
Yeah. Actually, no. Randy's above, I would say. I would say, yeah, definitely Randy. I don't know about Kevin, though.
Bunker, what are you liking?
I love Logan Paul. I think he covers KO. He pins KO for after Orton RKOs both of them. He'll get to his feet, whatever. And something will happen anyway. But I think he pins KO, kind of keeps Randy relevant. He doesn't get pinned, obviously. And I think he just moves Logan Paul down the road to SummerSlam. You know, I know all the other ones in between, but I'm talking about the next one. So he'll retain.
Yeah, I think so too. I was going to call that too. I definitely say Randy Orton hitting a couple RKOs on both of them. Maybe the referee too. Who knows?
Probably.
Just for shits and giggles. That's just what he does. I thought it was going to happen tonight. They didn't. They actually let him go. What was this nonsense? Okay, nothing. It's over. SmackDown's over. Nothing good happened. Okay, Don disappeared. Maybe he'll come back. But we'll move on. And the next one up is the Women's World Championship. Oh, yeah, baby. Saturday, that's a good one. We got Mommy Rhea Ripley, the champion, taking on the man, Becky Lynch. Bunker. Who revs your engine, Bunker? Which one? Huh. Who are you picking to win this one?
God. There's so many things going on with the Judgment Day right now. And I just
it's too much. It's hard to juggle.
And I want Mommy to win. I think she will win, but I can see them giving the belt to Becky and Mommy and the Judgment Day dissolve, and then they kind of go their own separate ways, like with, you know, we talked about before, Dominic and all those guys, and Priest and Finn losing the titles and everybody just turning on everybody, you know? So I could see both, but I'm going to go with Mommy.
Jax?
I don't see Becky on this one, to be honest with you. I just think it's going to be Rhea. I think Becky had enough title runs. I think Rhea's going to retain on this one.
See, I agree. I think it's going to be Mommy also. But I think Mommy, Rhea, is going to be the only winner that Judgment Day has the entire weekend, which will lead to, one, her turning face, which I won't like. I prefer her heel. And two, will be the dissolving of the Judgment Day, or a new Judgment Day, a new...
I'm glad you brought that up, because I've heard that too. Like with Drew.
Yeah, with Drew McIntyre might be the new leader of the new Judgment Day. So,
right,
I'm gonna go with her to win and be the only winner from the Judgment Day this weekend. I don't even know if Damian Cash is in. I don't know. We'll get to that also. That's at the end. That's at the end also. That's a big, huge question mark. He wants you to pick the ginger.
I know.
Link wants you to pick the ginger. So I don't know. I think we're going on a sweep for Mommy. And like I said, I think she is the only member of the Judgment Day that gets a win this weekend. Well, no, I think Dom wins, but that's a tag match, though. So who cares? The other title, women's title match, Io Sky defending against another four horsewomen, Chunky Bailey. Here we go, Bunker. Chunky Bailey. She's chunky now.
No. She's
chunky now. Yes, she is.
You're all crazy. Chunky. She's chunky. It's Bailey. It's a bad night for damage control. It's Bailey. It just doesn't make any sense for her. Io Sky is probably one of the worst champions that we've ever had, women's champions. So it's Bailey, 100%.
Jax?
Yeah, Bailey. Yeah, I don't think I needed to explain. To
be honest. Yeah, I think that's a pretty easy one, too. I think she's been targeted since damage control broke up. I think since before that. I think they were ready to put the title back on Bailey. So I agree. That's another clean sweep for that one.
And I think Damage Control gets involved, but I also think Cargill and Bianca and...
Well, they all get involved too.
Everybody's involved, and then, yeah.
Okay. I like that too.
Nothing's ever clean anymore.
All right, so moving on to the nitty-gritty here. Sunday night, World Heavyweight Champion Seth freaking Rollins versus whatever the hell it's called, Drew McIntyre. I honestly didn't like him. I mean, he was okay as the COVID champion. I didn't really see him as winning another belt again. But he has put on a good performance the last couple weeks, last couple months. He's changed my mind a bit. It is time for Seth to lose. So I will go first on this one. And this is the problem. I think Drew is going to win outright. If he doesn't, then yes, we are getting a cash in from Damian Priest, and we'll see how that shit show goes. But I'm going to go with Drew. I'm going to go with Drew on this one. I know. Drew. Jax, you like the Irish guy or the freaking guy?
I'm going to have to go with Drew McIntyre on this one. I think Seth had a pretty long ring. I think it's time for it to go. I also see a cash in on this match. Like, mostly this match is, I feel like Damian Priest might cash in.
You think it's the only match? You don't think he'll cash in the other one? Probably not, right? It's too complicated.
Nah, probably not.
Bunker.
Unless if it's Bloodline moves, maybe.
I don't mean to keep putting spins on every single prediction, but Drew McIntyre, I think somehow, some way, The Rock's involved. I think it's because remember, he can make that title disappear just like that. It's Drew. I think Priest tries to cash in and he loses.
Oh.
You can't have Priest as a champion. There's no way. That was, again, so top heavy. So,
and yeah, but as I can see him as World Heavyweight Champion.
Priest?
Maybe not WWE champion. But I can see him as a World Heavyweight Champion.
Not right now.
No?
Not right now. I think too much emphasis on Drew. I think his promos have been awesome lately, like you said, Tim. So I'm going to go with Drew. I think something happens with the Bloodline. And I think it's night two, right? That's night two?
Yeah.
So he's going to get beat up bad on night one anyways. So I think that's going to be part of it and everything else.
Okay, that's okay. That's a sweep for the Irishman. Him and his fucking sword. All right, so here we go. The nitty-gritty time. This is where all the shit's going to start flying around, the rumors, the who does this, the who does that, who wins this. Night number one, the big tag team match, Seth and Cody against The Rock and Roman Reigns. I am so looking forward to this match. It's hard to believe I'm looking forward to this match as much as I am. Bug, we're going to start with you on this one. Like I said, now we got a lot of shit that's going to come out of this one because it affects what happens the next night. So who you liking in this one and why?
It's Rock and Roman. There's no doubt about it. They've been talking bloodline rules for a month. So you've got to have bloodline rules because that makes that next night that more exciting with all these run-ins and everybody else. And we'll get to those run-ins the next match we pick.
Yep. I have my prediction already.
I do too. So Rock and Roman, hands down. Be a great match, I think.
Yeah. Josh, I think we're all in agreement here. Who are you liking?
Yeah, 100% Rock and Roman. I feel like the match is going to be a Bloodlines rule match. It'll make the match more interesting, like more exciting to watch, you know? And then a lot of run-ins, as you said.
Now, again, we're going to have a lot of Samoans in the house. You think we're getting some family members? You think maybe – now, here's another question too. Dustin Runnels, Gold Dust.
Not night one.
I'm just saying he's family.
No. I'm saying not night one.
Night two maybe.
All right. Maybe during the match of Cody and Roman.
Mm. All right, so that could be one surprise we're already talking about. Having Dustin show up. I am going with Roman and Rocky. I don't think there's no way we cannot have the bloodline rules for night two. No way. It's going to lead to such ridiculousness. And if it's not, if they don't win, I'm like, why am I even going to bother watching this shit now?
Right.
Oh my God, ladies and gentlemen, look who it is. Look who it is from the goddamn ocean. Dave, can you hear us, Dave?
I can hear you loud and clear, Timmy. I don't have a lot of time though. Internet here is very, very expensive.
Well, first of all, happy birthday, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
All right, so if you don't have a lot of time, Dave, break it down for us real quick. The two main matches, give it to us. Who's going to win those matches? Give it to us real quick.
So we're talking about night one and night two, right?
Well, right now we're talking about night one, the tag team match. Give us that one.
So I'm going to go with the bloodline. I feel like you make it a little bit more interesting that way.
All right, so then how does that affect night two? Give us that one.
Night two, I'm hoping for some surprises, but I think Cody said it last year. Cody's got to finally finish the story.
I agree. Do you have any special...
Bunker sounds like he does not think that's going to happen.
He does not think it's going to happen.
Oh, God.
I didn't say that.
No, yeah, your name says it, because it's and still...
bunch of Cody crybabies.
Dave, any prediction on run-ins, on surprises? I mean, this is supposed to be one of those crazy Deadpool Wolverine rumors where there's a ton of shit that's rumored to happen this weekend. You have any special predictions?
I'm just hoping it's not like what we now that you talked Marvel, that it's not like Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness that we just thought just talked about everything's gonna happen and then like we got like just a couple of surprises. I was fine with it, but I don't know. As long as it's clean, Cody wins fair. I think that's what is most important. Doesn't matter who runs in. The entire locker room could come out there and just block the bloodline from doing anything. But as long as Cody wins clean, I think that's the most important thing and the thing that has to go over.
All right. So how's everything going? How's everything going on the Deep Blue Sea?
It's to say that it was great from the beginning would be an absolute lie. But now it's kind of like gotten adjusted. I've adjusted to it well. I'm doing things well. They actually made me the comedy show host. So I introduce the comedians now, do like a little like 2-minute thing to get them going. And yeah, it's been nice. But I'm going to just leave a teaser here. I don't know how much longer that's going to last for.
Well, he works on a cruise ship.
You do?
Yep, I'm on a ship right now.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, in a couple months he's going to be that. That's why he hasn't been on with us lately.
Oh, wow.
Yes,
he's out there fighting pirates and krakens and mermaids and shit, so.
Hey, those members, are no joke. I start hearing sounds when I go outside. I'm like, nope.
Exactly.
I'm going to go back into the crew bar and get another drink.
I hope you got to take some pictures like of nothingness for me so to help me prove that I'm never getting on a boat in my life. I'm never going in the ocean.
You got to get on the PCP cruise, though.
If there's a PCP cruise, I will definitely go on it wearing a life jacket 24/7. But other than that, you ain't getting me on a boat. No way. So when can we expect you back, Dave?
So that'll be pending. I might have I can probably announce something maybe in 2 weeks if all goes well. Again, teaser there. But yeah, unfortunately, I won't be able to watch WrestleMania live because I cannot get Peacock streaming out here like that. So I have to watch it the next day. Hopefully, we're at a port and I could just watch the whole 3-4 hours of the event as it happens.
How about April 25th for the draft?
There's a draft? I'm so lost with sports, with wrestling. Like
April 25th.
I don't even know who's in the Final Four right now.
Bunker, who's in the Final Four?
It's NC State versus Purdue and UConn versus Alabama.
Purdue.
There you go.
Oh, is UConn gonna win it again? I hope not.
Purdue's gonna win.
And you got UConn playing Iowa in the women's right now, which is way more exciting than the men's.
No, Dave, NFL draft is April 25th. We're gonna do our 4-hour extravaganza again. And I don't have work the next day either, so I plan on getting a little tipsy.
Ooh,
so if you can make it for that, that would be good.
I'll try to pop in. I'll get some extra internet set up for that day then. 25th. I'll mark it down.
What do you mean internet setup? I don't want to say if it's costing you. Oh, did he disappear already? It's costing you a lot of money. How much is it costing you?
It's easier to do it by minutes. So I don't log on too often just because I get WhatsApp for free. But it's also very shoddy, as you just saw. Like, I went in and out a little bit. Yeah. So it's not that reliable.
All right.
But if the boss wants to, spring over for, to pay for my internet for shows, I would gladly accept that.
Boss, you heard it. He's calling you a tease, though. He wants to know what's going on here. Well, you know what, Dave? Thank you for coming on. This is costing you money, go now and save your money. I'm glad you popped in. I hope you had a happy birthday. I hope you're having a good time out there. We miss you on the shows. So if you can make the draft show awesome. I will see you in one of the chats because I'll definitely be during WrestleMania. Do you want teases? Do you want spoilers? Or you want to wait until to watch the show?
Give me the spoilers. It's fine. I'd rather know while I'm hosting comedy. Like, yes, Seth Rollins finally fucking lost.
All right. So I'll make sure we hit you with some spoilers in the chats for you.
All right, man. I appreciate it. Right. I miss you guys too a bunch. Like I said, that definitely, when I see you guys talking about the shows, I'm like, man, I want to pop on and just get on. And unfortunately, I'm in the middle of the sea half the time.
Exactly. Save your money. Dave, have a good time.
Dave, will you draw me like one of your French girls?
That's the only way to draw you, Bunker. But I think the boss might get a little jealous there.
That's a lot of pencil.
A lot of paper?
And pencil.
All right, Dave, man. Be safe out there, right? We'll see you when you get back.
Thank you, guys. Have a great rest of the show.
All right, man. Catch you later.
Acknowledge him.
I already did. All right. Dave calling from the deep blue sea. Nice teaser there. And maybe announcement, maybe not. All right, so we're on to the final match. The match. Will Cody finish the story? Will the bloodline reign continue so he can beat Hulk Hogan and everyone else's record in the world? I have to start with you, Bunk. I have to because you're
I'd rather go last.
You want to go last? All right, you know what? Please. All right, you're going to go last.
We'll throw to Jax.
All right, so Jax, this is the big one. Does Cody finish the story, or does Roman Reigns keep going and going and going and going?
I want Roman to keep going and going, but they gave Cody the Rumble win two times in a row. So, I mean, it's kind of like a hard decision, but I think Cody will finish the story this time since he won back-to-back Rumbles. I mean, I don't want him to win. I enjoy heel champions like 100 times more. I think face champions are very boring in my opinion. That's just my opinion, though.
It's true.
But yeah, I think unfortunately Cody's gonna win this one.
That's one for Cody.
One for Cody. Rollins.
You want me to go next, Bunker? So you gonna say
yourself? Yeah, yeah. I don't know if Jax has any run-ins or anything, surprises or anything like that.
Well, it has to be only because I said it's going to be Bloodline rules, so there's definitely going to be some kind of surprises.
Yeah,
yeah.
I am picking Cody to finish the story. Would you like to hear my scenario first, Bunker?
Of course.
My scenario, and many people have said the same exact thing. I'm not trying to take credit. But I do agree with it. I do, however, have one little thing at the end that I'm hoping for. Here's my scenario. The fight with The Rock beating up Cody with the truck in the background, that was not there. That was not an accident. Triple H does not do anything by accident. He does shit on purpose. Did you see that part? You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. The trucks?
Yes. The Bloodline's going to get involved. You're going to hear the first set of music hit. It's going to be John Cena coming in. He's going to take out Solo because Solo beat the shadow of last year. We haven't seen Cena since. Solo hasn't won since then, by the way, in case people forgot that record. I think that's going to be Cena. First guest. Second, we have The Rock, who is the only man who can put fear into the final boss. That is the glass breaking. Because nobody gets fucking scared like The Rock does when the glass breaks. I see Stone Cold Steve Austin coming down the ringside, taking out the final boss, The Rock. Now you got a one-on-one match. It's one-on-one. These two guys have been beating the shit out of each other. I do see Cody winning cleanly after that. Do we get a Dustin Reynolds? Possibly. Possibly, but I don't know if it's going to be to the effect of now. If Dustin's going to come out, he's going to take out Jimmy. I don't think Jay's getting involved. Jay's going to have his match. He's going to stay away. If Jimmy's involved, that's where Dustin Reynolds is going to come in. He'll make his return. He'll help his brother. You got a one-on-one. You got the match. That's what I think is going to happen. What's my little twist at the end? Which I will literally run around the block naked if this happens. No, I won't, because I don't want to scare anybody. But maybe I'll. My other ruling is all that happens, except Roman is about to win. The lights go out. The music hits.
No way.
And MJF arrives to help his friend, Cody Rhodes, finish the story. That's just my wish. I don't think it's going to happen. If MJF is coming, it's Monday. That's just my personal thing. But that is my scenario. If the pen's in my hand, that's what I'm doing. I don't think MJF's part's going to happen, but I will take the other two to happen because Hunter don't do nothing on that truck was not an accident. That truck was there for a reason, and I think that's what it's going to be. And like you said, who reacts to the glass breaking better than The Rock? Nobody reacts better than that glass break that The Rock does. There's my scenario. Bunker.
I should have let you go last. yes and no. A lot of it is similar to what I was going to say. Like, you're spot on. The MJF one.
Well, that's the wish.
That would be a wish, and I've heard the rumors, but I think he's already signed. I don't know.
With the EW?
With AEW, yeah. It's just Tony Khan's going to throw way too much money at him. He is their Roman Reigns.
He's their only guy, literally.
Pretty much. All the
that's why it's the wish. It's not the thing that's going to happen. It's the wish part.
All that, like, if we start with the wish, I actually would think it would be him screwing Cody.
Now, again, that's also a possibility.
Right.
But if he comes out either way, I don't care. I don't care either way.
I'm gonna go with Roman. Let me explain.
Explain.
I think all those things are gonna happen. I think Austin, that wasn't a mistake. I think Cena wasn't a mistake. Showing the truck, showing those two, The Rock saying there isn't a man that what I forgot what he said that one Friday night SmackDown or Monday Night Raw, and he was like, "There's not a man that I fear, blah blah blah, or can stop me." I think there's two parts of this because I don't know if it's time for Roman to take a break, and The Rock screws Roman. That's also out there too. There's 30 different ways that this could go. And I just hope that Triple H doesn't go the whole woke way and be like, "Oh, it's for the Cody crybabies, and let's, you know, make him a champion. Let's finish the story." So what I will ask, and I'm going to go with Roman, and I'll sum it up real quick. I'll go with Roman. Let's say Cody wins. Then what?
I know you mentioned that last time, and you did. You woke me up a little bit. It's true.
Then what? Because, and how close are we to Hogan's reign?
September, I think they said, or something like that.
I thought it was right around
maybe sooner. Maybe sooner, yeah.
Which is August, right? SummerSlam?
August, so yeah, SummerSlam is August.
I just don't foresee Roman losing. Doesn't make a lot of sense right now. Even still, I know it makes a lot of sense to a lot of people where, oh, he's been champion for 3 years, about 3+ years, and now it's Cody's time. Why is it Cody's time? If you make him a champion, right? And I'm going to say this again. You make him champion, he becomes just a fighting Seth Rollins on SmackDown and whoever is the champion on Raw. Yeah, a lot of people like that because Roman doesn't participate full year, but he doesn't need to because every time he comes back, the ratings go through the roof. So I'm going to go with Roman. And again, what I said was, what do you do with Cody after he becomes champion? How long is he champion? You know, who does he fight? Is it The Rock? Is it like, you know, in SummerSlam, and then Reigns comes back and he screws The Rock, and then it's The Rock and Reigns from SummerSlam back and forth into WrestleMania 41? I don't know. But to me, it doesn't make sense to even give the title to Cody. Never has anyways in the beginning. I'm not a Cody fan.
I'm not a big Cody guy either. I'm not.
I love what he does. Don't get me wrong. I just don't want him as a champion. I like what they're doing right now with the Bloodline. It's been great for, I think, what, 2+ years for the Bloodline?
Yeah.
Because it wasn't right away. It's when he joined. Yeah.
Yeah, 2+ years.
So I'm gonna go with Roman, and I'm praying it's Roman because I just think once Cody, when he finishes the story, if he ever finishes the story, I think that's just the end. It's the end, and then there's nothing there for Cody. I think he becomes a mid-carder, in a sense, you know what I mean? He'll always be up there for the belt.
Well, what if Gunther became his next?
That would be good.
That's why I have a, you know, I'm not saying he's gonna lose to Sami Zayn, but I think he's about to make that jump. You know, even with both titles, I could see it. We'll have a Hogan Warrior coming up pretty soon, both title for title, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, but I do agree with you. Like you said, he wins, and then it's like, all right, the story's finished. But then the key word is they're finished.
Right. Now what? I'm not saying that they can't write another script and another story for Cody.
Yeah.
But Cody is kind of one-dimensional. Like, yeah. Like Roman says, he's a politician. You know, what else can you really do with him?
No, I agree. You know?
So that's just what I'm thinking. So we'll see. I mean, it's going to be very interesting. But I think if you're going to do anything with Cody, MJF has to come back. Honestly. Then now it makes sense. Then I would have MJF screw Cody, and then that happens.
And don't forget, Punk is out there too now with,
I know,
with that, but too.
I think that's more of a Drew McIntyre thing, though.
Yeah, and a Rollins thing eventually too. Yeah.
Oh, so, yeah. I forgot about that. So.
And he is in town because he said he wouldn't miss Paul Heyman's induction for anything in the world. So he is there. He's in Philly. Yeah. He's in Philly. So, all right. So we're figuring the Hall of Fame. We're a half an hour into that. We can go watch that and miss all the boring shit. Jax, you got any final words, or what's the one match you're absolutely looking forward to that there's no way in hell you're going to miss? What's your one match that you're like, you know what? Instead of them two main event matches, let's put it that way. Don't count the Bloodlines. Don't count the Cody. Which other matches? Which is the one that you're really looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to the triple threat match for the United States champion and the six tag team ladder match.
Well, the six pack tag team. Okay. Bunga, what about you? What other than the main events?
Well, all right. So Drew and Seth. Is that a main event? It's not really a main event anymore. Drew and Seth, because I think a lot of things happen.
Yeah.
To get to night two. And I'm actually entertained with LA Knight and AJ Styles.
I think it's gonna be a good brawl. I do. I haven't seen anything in LA Knight yet to make me think like, ooh, he's a ooh. Yeah. Other than his catchphrases and his talking, that's about it.
Yeah. To keep him relevant, he's gotta win.
Yeah. No, that's true. Do you see him as an IC champion or a heavyweight champion?
Yeah. Not a heavyweight. I can see him as an IC. I can see him as United States champion. I can see him as an IC champion. I just don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. I think he's another one that's getting lost. A lot of these guys, like, remember when Randy came back?
Yeah.
And Randy would have been great with Roman, but it's kind of been played out also. I just think it's like these guys, like Randy and LA Knight and all these other guys, they're just getting buried realistically by five guys.
Well, your Randy's and your AJ's, I mean, they're at the, you know, they're at the I gotta put the young guys over phase.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, so I don't know. That's what you're supposed to do it. Some guys don't learn that lesson.
Yeah. And Jax brings up a great match. I apologize. More than that one is the U.S. title match.
Yeah.
He's impressive.
He's good, man. Like, I can't deny it. Like, I hated him. I hate the fact that he was even wrestling. Then I saw him wrestle. I was like, holy shit. He did it. And I'll give Bad Bunny the same thing. I don't like that dude, but that dude put the work in. Mm-hmm. So good for them. All right. We're going to wrap it up. We got two nights of WrestleMania. Monday after WrestleMania is always it used to be the best night of the year, but now we'll see. Maybe hopefully Triple H will bring that back because the last couple of years have been a little lacking as far as the Monday night afterwards. So turn in next week. Hopefully, I don't know, we'll do a WrestleMania review. Eric should be back because he's having spotty. He's having just major problems with that fucking internet in his
town. He just town, to pay his bill. Just
in
pay
his lovely, bill. In that lovely town of Deposit that we love so much. And hopefully we'll be back. We're going to get to all of the Dark Side of the Rings, all the biographies. Harley Race was just on. Brutus Beefcake was on, which was – he's just a fucking walking disaster, that guy. Everybody hates him. Have you watched that one yet, Brutus the Barber?
I haven't watched any of them.
You got to watch that one because Bischoff hates him. Bischoff makes no mistake saying I hate Brutus Beefcake.
Bagwell one.
Buff Bagwell was a walking disaster. Yeah, it's – they've all been
you know why I bring that up, right?
Muff Bagwell?
Yeah.
No, why?
A mutual friend that I know lives with him.
Really?
Not a mutual friend. My friend.
Okay.
Used to run with him and his crew back in the day.
Oh, okay. So you say mutual friend, I'm thinking, are you like buddy? Are you like 6 degrees of separation away from him, like with a chick or something? Like a woman?
No.
So yeah, they've all been great. Me and Eric will go over all those. Hopefully on the next episode. Hopefully that might be Tuesday. Maybe not. We'll see. But yeah, so Jax, thank you for joining me. Thank you very much. We'll get our snacks and our things all ready for tomorrow night. Bunker, thank you for coming on. I can't wait. I'm so pumped up. Hall of Fame time, baby. Let's watch Paul Heyman get inducted. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for watching. Enjoy WrestleMania weekend. And as always, acknowledge us.